Hi everyone, this is the 5th of December. It's day 5 in the BEDD series. I hope you're all well and I hope the snow that's been in some parts of the country today hasn't caused too much disruption. Not had any in Glasgow, but it's extremely cold. It's minus 5 degrees outside tonight. Just got back from shopping with my mum and I was just thinking, reminiscing a bit with my mum about Christmas past. Years ago, we used to go shopping when there was no shopping malls and there was no internet shopping. And it was, you went down the local high street or you went into the local city centre and it was a fantastic atmosphere. You know, you had all the carol singers and the Salvation Army bands and it was great fun. And, you know, you went out the shops into the cold and went from shop to shop and it was a really good atmosphere. And shops were really, really busy, but, you know, they were only open till say 5:30 at night and or 6 o'clock maybe at the latest. Maybe late night shopping till 8 o'clock once a week. And it was pandemonium, but it was fun and it was, you know, really good. And now we have online shopping. And yesterday was meant to be the busiest day for online shopping. It was meant to be that £10,000 per minute was being spent on the internet. So we have online shopping and we have all these big shopping malls out of town that are not very accessible to people unless they drive, but they are very convenient places, nice and warm to go around, but they're quite soulless places and quite sterile and very functional. You just got rows and rows of shops, but there's no real atmosphere to them. But they're open late. The one near us is open till midnight, the last couple of weeks before Christmas. So you have all the flexibility now and all these extra shopping hours, but the shops are still busy all the time. And I would love to know how can they be when people are shopping online and you've got all these extra hours now to shop? The shops are no quieter than they were years and years ago. And it just amazes me. They say there's no money around and they say we're in a recession and there's no jobs. But yeah, you wouldn't think it, because tonight when I left the shops at just before 8 o'clock, there were queues everywhere. It was packed everywhere and people were queuing outside Argos clearly to buy toys. It really is. It's unbelievable and it just amazes me. Christmas, the hype, it gets more of a year, doesn't it? And the money that people spend and the debt that parents, specifically parents, must get into because the pressure to buy the kids' presents, and parents with not a lot of money, the debt they must get into and the pressure it must cause, and probably the rows between husbands and wives. It's such a shame, because without that it could be a nice day and a nice time of year, and it is really a shame. I was just thinking about all that earlier while I was going around the shops. So that's my little subject for today's boo, all about reminiscing about Christmases and shopping experiences from Christmases gone by and how it's changed today. That's my subject for today. So I'll leave that one with you and you can mull that one over. Hope everyone's well, staying warm, and it's only 20 days to go. I hope 20 sleeps. I hope you're all beginning to get a little bit festive. I'm enjoying listening to people's boos, by the way, about Christmas presents and favourite presents and presents you didn't like. And it's very interesting, actually. I'm really enjoying hearing that. And I was listening to Donna, I think it was, Rapunzel 71's boo about her little Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse little doll things, plastic toys. I had them. I loved mine. And I had a Daisy Duck as well. So I'm going to leave this one before I run out of boo time. And everyone stay warm, stay safe. And we'll be back tomorrow and see what we can talk about then. Bye for now. Keep smiling.